T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dr. Kenneth Snyder joining us live now. And Dr. Snyder, it's been kind of a roller coaster couple of weeks here where we saw hospitalization numbers go up, then down. Now we're in this phase one of reopening. And I think a lot of people are finally saying, okay, maybe I have the room. You know, we're in phase one. I can breathe a little bit. I can feel a little bit more comfortable going out and doing some things, being in contact with people. What are some of the things that you want people to know as they maybe switch in to that mindset?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the attention to this segment. It's really important. I think the first thing is we need to thank the community for all the work that they've done to help us get through this initial phase of this virus. And like them, like all of us, I want things to go back to the way they were in normal. And the hardest thing as a physician and scientist is to appreciate the reality that that isn't the case. As we move through and reopen businesses, what we need to realize is 90% of this community hasn't seen this virus. And although we were almost at a 30%, almost 30% of all the capacity of hospitals in this area were COVID patients, that number's dropped down to almost 10 right now. So we're at about 10%. And with a little bit of fluctuation, we have to realize how much capacity we have to treat this illness and this disease in the hospitals in this community. As people are coming out and going about business again, and the phases of reopening in New York State are occurring, we need to learn from the lessons of what we learned in the hospital to make sure that we weren't spreading this virus to ourselves and bringing it home to our families. The masks are a critical part of this. When we started masking every healthcare worker and every patient, we saw the prevalence of this drop within the building. So the building where the sickest of the sick came, we were able to not just care for the patients, but contain it amongst ourselves. We have to take that approach as businesses and people go out and re-engage into the community. It's very hard, the physical distance, depending on the workflow of what you do. And if you can't, you know, not be 6 feet away from someone, that's where wearing the mask and being responsible to others will play a big part. This community has been responsible to this community. Every person's played their part in keeping this disease from spreading through its first wave. If we maintain that same level of responsibility, we will move more quickly through each of these reopening phases. And it's a matter of wearing masks and wearing them appropriately. It's not around your chin. You know, it's covering your nose and your mouth when you're within 6 feet of other people.
Is there maybe a sense now of the message changing, what we're telling the public that, you know, as we enter this phase of reopening and to maybe avoid some of that quarantine fatigue that would cause people to say, you know, forget it altogether, that we've been saying in the past, stay home, you know, stay with your family, use video chat, things like that, that, you know, maybe now it's okay to go and see, you know, close friends and relatives as long as you're keeping these things in mind. There are things to keep in mind and do to remain safe while you start to go out of the house.
Sure. I think that when we're the reason that you self-isolate or tried to stay at home was because in case you were one of the asymptomatic spreaders, we didn't want you spreading it to the community. People that are having symptoms, they should be at self-isolating, right? Fever, especially the smell. the loss of smell is so critical and unique, again, with this virus. If you have that symptom, assume you've got the virus, and you should be self-isolating. Now, the issue with being at home is it's very easy for the other people within your home to get it from you. And so it's hard to stay isolated within your own house. The wonderful component of summer is the vitamin D that we all need and how it boosts our immune system. Being outside and getting sunshine is critical mentally for us and physically for us. But being outside and being right next to your friends without a mask on may not be helping, right? That does, again, it's from a respect others scenario. If one of those friends have an elderly person that lives with them at home, remember, the vast majority of people are asymptomatic with this, and you may be spreading it to them, and they're bringing it back to their family and their loved ones. So when we're outside, even though, you know, we want to believe the wind's going to blow it away from us, there's a chance it could blow it towards us. And so having that mask, wearing that mask when we're close, but it is critical, I think, mentally for us. This community is hurt by this. In many ways, we have a lot of healing to do. We have yet to even touch the healing on this, mentally, physically, and others. You know, the getting outside, getting a sunshine, being together are an important first step. In New York State also, I think it's important, has a helpline for anyone. As physicians, we're here to heal, and we want to heal. There's people with chronic diseases that need to get in. There's vaccinations that need to occur. People need to realize the hospital and physician offices are safe. People with symptoms need to come in. But people also need to realize there's help in other ways. New York State's main helpline is 844-863-9314. That's for anything. That's a text helpline that just people that need anything to reach out. There's so much financial strain and other strain that we've got to work through. I think the three main themes for today really are the importance of masking, getting outside, but yet wearing them, the importance of vaccinations and getting in for chronic disease care, because the hospitals are ready. At only, you know, if 10% of our capacity is COVID, we're ready and able to treat everything. We need people coming in. And then the third is recognizing the community needs to heal, and there's lots of ways we need to work through that.
You know, the big fear at the start was the hospitals didn't have the capacity, didn't have the equipment. Are you still having that fear right now? It seems like that fear has been alleviated, at least kind of the general feeling that you get.
Agreed. The Collide administration has been incredible about getting us the PPE that we need and having enough stock for us that we feel confident moving forward. They've, you know, gone to doubled the size of the hospital system. It went to 100% capacity increase. So we have the ability to care for people with this illness and disease if a second wave or third wave comes. Again, you can never be 100% confident, nor would we want to be overconfident. But we know we can care for this community. And that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be taking the precautions. That doesn't mean that we should let this run rampant. It means that if we're responsible to each other, that we're all going to get through this.
I have a question about ventilators, because at the very start of this, that was the main concern, getting ventilators. We hear so much less about that now. Is that because we have the ventilator capacity for patients, or is that not being looked at as the main treatment for severely impacted patients anymore?
It is still critically necessary for the most ill. You know, if 90% of people are mild or asymptomatic and 10% require hospitalization, 5% of those might require ICU and 2.5% then would require ventilators, not a little more. We have the ability to get people those numbers, depending, again, on how many people come in. And so there is a limit to them, but we feel we have enough on enough that if people are acting responsibly, we'll be able to get ventilators to the people that need them. We've also learned to be judicious about who we put on a ventilator, in the sense that there are new methods and ways that we're able to to allow people or help people that are having trouble with breathing to prevent the need for ventilation with the ventilator, and that helps. But hemodialysis machines, there's lots of resources that we've been learning from people around the world and around the country that have had significant surges in this that we've now built our resources to in case we need them with those priorities in mind.
Always appreciate the time and the insight. That's Dr. Ken Snyder, the Chief Physician Quality Officer with Kaleida Health.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.